broadcasting from the Highway 40 studios in Tioga, North Dakota. You're listening to Talk of the Town with Jim Prather. Join the show live anytime, 701-664-KTGO. That's 664-5846. Or email the show, ktgo@flagfamily.com. And now, here's your host for Talk of the Town, Jim Prather.
Welcome back. We're here at the Norseman Museum in Tioga, broadcasting live. Having a great time. We were here early this morning, and the coffee is on, and they've got donuts, and folks are welcome to stop by. Actually, the doors are open. They are taking guests this morning. If you'd like to have a moment and walk through the museum, they're actually open. And we're having a good conversation here around the table in the meeting room this morning as we celebrate the life also of Rush Limbaugh, who passed on yesterday from a battle with lung cancer, paying tribute to Rush with some of the audio that he has had over the years that, you know, really is significant to the radio industry. He was just a guy that wanted to, you know, get into radio and succeed, and he wanted a situation where he could be honest, and he did find that with great success. Won't be anybody like Rush, but we know that we're in good hands with the broadcast network that provides Rush programming. They're very loyal to Rush Limbaugh fans, and of course it's with great sadness that we lost a great radio icon, but they have extensively archived and cataloged by subject and topic and opinion timeless, insightful Rush commentary that will be provided throughout the years here. So he will live on with all this great audio that they have. And we're taking this time to kind of get through our moment of sorrow and so forth, and as we celebrate the great life that Rush Limbaugh provided for so many folks in the conservative talk radio format. And without Rush, a lot of people think that AM radio might not have survived through the 80s and 90s, but it's quite a healthy terrestrial form with people like Rush, and that legacy continues on for sure. And we're continuing with a quick little story here. Ramona Barmon is part of the committee here, and you were talking about some of the memories that you had in Tioga as you were growing up, and some of those moments kind of came to you, and we had to abruptly stop your story, but you can pick it up here.
All right. I can go on to another story. When my I was 6 months old when I moved here from Robinson, Tuttle, Harvey area. My dad came a little bit before me, and there was no place to live. And this is in 1952, right after the boom started, and so he lived in the back of his, well, he slept in his vehicle, okay? And it was a pickup. And he had no place to clean up. This is how it was for the men back then. They came to make money because it was a time where they saw where they could make money here, where on the farm it was tough for them. So he came here to make money for us kids. And there was four of us at the time. Two of them were born in Powers Lake after that. But when my dad was here, he had no place to clean up, and he slept in the back of his pickup. And the Savores, Mr. and Mrs. Savore, which I'm sure many of you know and remember, they let him come and stay in their granary. Well, then when he stayed in the granary, then they gave him a nice little basin, and he could wash up in this basin on the back of his pickup. And that's how he cleaned up, and then he would sleep in their granary, and then he would go to work every day. And that was Tioga. That was normal. And the men worked hard hours. And a lot of them then came to Tioga and then brought their wives. And my dad and my mother made a business. I grew up we were poor, dirt poor. But I grew up in one of the nicest towns in the history here that we have in this museum because of it. You got to come and see it. You just got to come and see it. We've got pictures of the old cars on Main Street where the Red All store and Helga's Cafe was. We've got the stables. the delivery stables, we've got John Thorburn in the parade. This is for you guys. This is our legacy. This is my honor to work here to save it for our children and our grandchildren and those to come. Please come. Please come see it.
Thank you so much, Ramona. Kind words there. And, yes, you must come and see the Norseman Museum. We'll check in with Bruce Lovedahl in just a little bit and probably get some more stories from Ramona. And, of course, we spoke with Gary Weflin. We also had a good chat with Ronnie Lund and Glenda Lovedahl. And now let's take a moment, Spence, and get into this morning's Daily Pledge, made possible by KTGO, the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Fantastic. We'll take a look at some of these news headlines that we're following this morning, brought to you by Horizon Resources. Five great locations to serve you, always ready when you're ready. Ray, Wild Rose, Williston, Fairview, and Malta, Montana. Be sure to fuel up and save with Horizon Resources 24-hour pay-at-the-pump prices. They definitely have solutions for your success. Horizon Resources. This morning, Thursday, February 18th, 49th day of the year, we've got 316 days remaining in 2021. And the North Dakota House killed a bill yesterday that would have allowed someone performing an abortion to be charged with murder. The Republican-led chamber voted 22-77 to approve the legislation that would have carried a life sentence. The bill also sought to make it a felony punishable up to 5 years in prison to help women get abortions, including by giving them rides to abortion clinics. Representatives voted on that portion of the bill separately and defeated it 6-86. The bill never had the support of the Republican leaders, and abortion rights groups promised a legal challenge if it was passed. The North Dakota Senate would prefer to have one state health officer for 4 years rather than four state health officers in 1 year, but they failed a bill to avoid it happening again. The Senate killed a bill which would have made the job of an elected position for longer than the short term they've had recently. A committee did not endorse the bill, admitting it would be difficult to find qualified candidates for those wanting to enter the political arena. Senator Jason Heitkamp, a Republican from Wahpeton, said that they've seen great power given to the state health officer, even when the state health officer isn't a physician. Citizens are willing to give great power to individuals who listen to them, and they hold accountable those people through elections. The bill received only 3 votes. Governor Burgum last week said that the search committee for a new state health officer is interviewing finalists at this time. North Dakotans could be voting on a ballot measure as soon as November of 2022 to legalize sports gambling. As the prominence of online poker, sports betting, and other gaming grows, state lawmakers supported a bill for it. Supporters said that they hope gaming will be safer if the state finds a way to regulate it. Representative Michael Howey of West Fargo said the common belief is that sports betting will corrupt sports. He says that's wrong. If tens of thousands of North Dakotans who particularly participate now illegally say that they haven't attempted to corrupt a basketball game or a football game, he believes the chances of it happening once it's legalized become less likely. Bill doesn't include gambling on college sports after the university system expressed concerns. Other lawmakers said they're worried it would lead to gambling addiction across the state. Getting close to 7:15, we'll take a timeout. We'll be right back with some more news stories that we're following on this Thursday morning edition of Talk of the Town. We're broadcasting live from the Tioga Norseman Museum in Tioga, North Dakota. Happy Thursday morning.
We don't need no man to give her satisfaction. All she needs is a guitar playing high.
Broadcasting from the oil capital of North Dakota, this is AM 1090, KTGO, Tioga.
Talk of the Town, broadcasting live from the Norseman Museum in Tioga. Great to have you listening in this morning. We'll actually be here till 8 this morning. Coffee and donuts being served. The doors are open if you'd like to come in and view this wonderful museum in Tioga. And on the phone line this morning, we've got Jamie Kelly. He's the managing editor of the Williston Herald and Plains Reporter. And it's always fun to check in with Jamie. We've got you know, some headlines that you've been working on that we'd like to share with our listeners here. Jamie, how's it going today? A little bit warmer than it was yesterday, at least. It's getting nicer weather here.
Yeah. It's getting to be a little bit warmer, Jim, and hopefully by the weekend it'll actually be bearable outside.
Yes, someone absolutely.
The wet makes it worse, but it's not that bad.
The light is coming up through the tunnel here, so I think we got a nice little break coming up here, nice warmer weather. And what kind of headlines are we working with right now, Jamie?
Well, one thing we had was actually with the weather. We had Montreal Williams, MDU, and a number of other power companies and power cooperatives have been asking their customers to reduce power usage as they can. As there's been a huge demand with the power, or rather with the winter storms in Texas and across the South, the spike in demand for power has caused some people to need to do rolling blackouts. So that has not happened here, but that's something that the power companies are asking people to be aware of and to try to reduce their power usage. So lower their temperature a little bit on their thermostat, avoid using dryers and washers and things like that, and unplug non-essential items.
So far, so good. Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed on that. And I'm sure you've got some other information you'd like to pass along as well.
Absolutely. So we had that's actually a really fun one that just came to my attention earlier this week. One of our reporters, Mitch Melberg, is the president of the James Memorial Art Center, which was the successor to the James Memorial Preservation Society. Well, the first library in Williston, the James Memorial Library, opened 110 years ago this month. It opened in 1911 in honor of Willis D. James, who was the founder of Williston. His son donated money, and it became the first library. It was the library from 1911 until 1983, and then in the early 90s, the James Memorial Preservation Society restored the building, saved it, and now it's being used for art as an art gallery. So really cool, and we got to have some neat photos in there and just a little bit of story about it. And we talked to some people who remember going to the library, because it's not that long ago that was the library in town.
That is a good story. Yeah, that's going to make for a very good read there. And what else should we be looking for today?
We have a few things. There's the community, actually sticking with the library, the Williston Community Library announced that they're doing some efforts to make their facility a little safer for customers. They just recently started opening for slots for browsing, and as a way to keep that going and a way to keep the disinfectant moving quickly, they've started using what's called an electrostatic sprayer, and it sprays something that disinfects viruses, bacteria, and things like that. And it's just a matter of being sprayed down with something as opposed to a full wipe and everything else. So it's a really cool way of moving things along and finding ways to keep the community more open, or get the community to open up a little bit more.
Another one of those great stories. And again, if we want to get more information, we'd certainly like to, go online, maybe read about it, or, get it off the stand. Maybe you can give us some details there.
Absolutely. So if you wanted to subscribe, you can visit WillistonHerald.com. We have a number of options, everything from print only to print and digital only. You can also call us at 701-572-2165. That's the main office number. We love talking to people. We love helping out with subscriptions. We have a number of specials, rates for people like senior citizens and things like that. Lots of options. And the signing up for any kind of subscription, whether that's print or digital, gives you access to our e-edition, which is the electronic version of our front page and all of the pages inside. So if you feel like you really, really love the experience of sitting down with the paper, but maybe you don't have time to read the physical paper, the e-edition is a really nice way to look at that, for people to see how things are looking and get a quick glance at the news headlines of the day.
Absolutely. Two great ways to view it, and some great information coming through there. We really appreciate you taking the time and sharing some of the details. Can't wait to read all about it. And anything else to add to the segment before we wrap it this morning, Kelly?
No, Jim, that's it. I appreciate it. Thanks. It's always great to be here. It's always great to talk with you.
Thank you so much. Day. It's a wonderful time, Jamie. We'll catch you again next week, sir. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you later. Mr. Jamie Kelly, Managing Editor of the Williston Herald and Plains Reporter, with us this morning as we continue broadcasting live from the wonderful Norseman Museum here in Tioga, North Dakota. And a couple of folks that have been here enjoying a little coffee, maybe a little donut or two this morning. Mr. Bruce Lovedahl is at the table with us now, and Ethel Papineau is also at the table. Great to have you folks here with us, and what a wonderful museum you have here.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for opening the doors bright and early this morning. It's been a fun morning so far, and we look forward to seeing some more guests roll through here.
Well, we really do enjoy working down here. Glenda and I, we're both history buffs, and having taught history in high school is right up my alley.
Yes, sir. And you have some displays here as well. You were
I'm in charge of the railroad display, so I have a lot of my models, a lot of the artifacts. And out at the farm, I have the old MacGregor Depot.
That's amazing.
So all my life, I've been interested in railroads. And Glenda, she was in charge of the school part and the children's display. So that's kind of what we really enjoy, and we enjoy working with the museum staff here.
It's kind of a progress in the works here. I'm sure you're going to keep adding along the way here. And
yes, we will.
Yeah. And again, the museum is looking great. Was here for kind of a soft opening back at the Farm Festival back in the fall. And every time I come in here, there's something different. You had brought in even a luggage wagon or something?
A baggage wagon. The old MacGregor Depot baggage wagon that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also going to be putting up a signal from the main line, Great Northern. It's a little semaphore. That'll be coming in also. It's a very heavy item. Like 500-600 pounds.
Wow.
But that'll also be on display. And I have some models of the old MacGregor area and Hamlet, the MacGregor Depot, and Hamlet Depot, and I'll have those on display also.
That is fantastic. Can't wait to see that. That'll be a lot of fun. And again, open Saturdays and Sundays right now. And by appointment, if you make that phone call, we'll get that number in here too before we wrap the program up. And we also have Mrs. Papineau here today. It's so great to have you here. You're working with the board as well.
Thank you. It's just been a joy to watch this museum come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit there was a time when we talked about a new building and a new... I had reservations. I highly doubted it would happen. But it's just amazing. I became involved in the museum shortly after we moved here in the old structure. And Bonnie Jean Barton is the one that encouraged me to volunteer. So it just kind of evolved from that. I've had the pleasure of working with many of these people that are here today and others that are really, some of them no longer with us. But they played a part in this, and this museum is all of the community's museum. I want people to feel that it's their museum, and they should come and enjoy it and take part in it. And, you know, we're just anxious to see what all will happen because it's an ongoing process.
It's a very bright future ahead for you. I think you've got the right location, the right environment. Everything is just coming in perfectly in line for you. And I'm so happy to see that you're still with the committee here, working with the museum and so forth. So
yes, I have been. I've kind of been taking a break due to some medical issues, but I'll be back on board here and helping out all I can.
Well, it's wonderful to see you this morning. I'm glad you got up this morning, and we'll have you back for a quick chat here before we wrap up this morning. Meanwhile, we'll get ourselves into our Fox Business News. We'll take a little short little break here. We'll be right back with more Talk of the Town, KTGO.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Texas energy freeze has stretched into Mexico, where Reuters says exports of natural gas by pipeline have dropped off about 75% in the past week. Auto manufacturers in northern Mexico temporarily shut operations because they didn't have natural gas needed to operate plants. Mercedes-Benz parent company Daimler is encouraged about this year. It's raising its dividend. Its profit rose last year. It is seeing the impact of the computer chip shortage, though it sees that issue resolving in coming months. Credit Suisse lost money in its holiday quarter, but says this year is starting off strong. Krispy Kreme is commemorating the landing of NASA's rover on Mars with a special donut filled with chocolate with a red swirl. It's only available today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
President Biden says he will defeat the NRA, and now the NRA is fighting back. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Biden and the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV. It's on all major cable systems. Check your guide or call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. And download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us now. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too.
Welcome back. Join the show anytime, 701-664-5846, or email us, ktgo@flagfamily.com. You're locked into AM 1090 and 92.7 FM. This is the Talk of the Town with Jim Prather.
AM radio hasn't died. Radio in general hasn't died because it is a superior communications medium. And it really sings, and it really dominates and triumphs when you have people who know what they're doing, who have built up a lot of experience, who love it, who understand the ability to talk to a microphone where there might be millions of people listening, but that microphone is one of them. The ability to create a bond with mass numbers of people, create trust, credibility, to be liked, respected, and so forth. You just can't throw anybody. I don't care if you got the smartest, brilliant liberal or conservative or sports person to put them on the radio and they work. They get an audience, but really succeeding will not happen. Broadcasting is a skill. Radio broadcasting, far different skills than television broadcasting. And radio done well. People who excel at radio create a deeper bond with an audience than anybody on television ever will, precisely because there are no pictures on radio. And despite the fact we're all visually programmed, we all respond to pictures. You put a picture of a suffering child on the front page of the New York Times, and people who see it are going to demand that we do something about it. There aren't any pictures on radio, except that there are. They're some of the most vivid and powerful pictures people will ever see. They are the pictures they create themselves based on the ability of radio hosts to paint them.
And there you go. The great Rush Limbaugh, who passed away yesterday at the age of 70 from a bout with lung cancer, and leaving a legion of fans worldwide, you know, in mourning here as he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer back in January of 2020 and was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom during the State of the Union address with President Donald Trump back in January of 2020. Meanwhile, we're broadcasting live from the wonderful Norseman Museum here in Tioga. We're here till 8 o'clock this morning and enjoying some coffee and donuts, and some great conversations with a number of people that are with the committee. And we've discovered a lot of different things this morning from a number of these folks, whether they're looking for new membership or whether they want to share a few details on what kind of artifacts they're working with, they're hoping to expand on. And we had a great conversation early on with Ronnie Lund, the president, and we'll chime in with him for a couple moments here. And We also want to maybe do a little reminiscing for a short bit here with Gary Weflin, who has some deep roots in the Tioga area and in the oil patch. Gary, we appreciate everything you've done for the community. You're doing a great job at the museum, and we have a history. We kind of go back. You actually worked with my grandfather's company, R.E. Prather & Sons.
Yeah, I talked to, I worked for R.E. Prather & Sons, and when I started out, I got $1 an hour, and I know it was a little more money in working in a derrick, so I remember it was $2.20 an hour, so I have many years of experience in work over rigs and drilling rigs. And
I mean, it's wonderful to see after all these years. I remember a number of times you would come to the Christmas dinner and celebration and so forth. And so we go way back. I know that you worked out in the patch, but you would come in and do some mechanical work certain times in the year. And I would have the opportunity to see you in the shop way back when. So you really do have a long history in the oil industry.
And I remember Ed Prather.
Yes.
Dug a water well for my dad on the farm, and I remember a rock fell in. My dad put a lariat rope down there and got a hold of that rock some way and pulled it out, and he finished drilling the well.
Well, I'll be darned. You're talking about my dad and his water well drilling days. Yeah, that's amazing.
And,
that's amazing.
And also, talking about the Bakken number one well, my dad and mom both worked there, and they had a barbecue with some calves in the ground. And I was only about maybe 9 or 10 years old then, so I still remember it, though.
That takes you back. And there's some wonderful pictures from that particular celebration that you have here at the museum now.
Right.
I understand they were brought in yesterday, and so those will hopefully be on display here coming up soon.
Yeah, and also I want to, tell everybody that Bruce Lovedahl got a wonderful train set up, railroad items, and it's a must to see. And I knew that his wife was a school teacher, so she organized the schoolyard or the school classroom and the kids' room. She did a wonderful job at that, and Bruce is still getting the railroad stuff fixed up.
You've got some fantastic displays, no doubt about it. If anyone listening hasn't been to the museum yet, you're definitely missing out.
And also, see, we got plenty of room here because in the old museum, it was kind of tight.
Yes.
I've been in many museums, and sometimes you couldn't even walk in them, but we're spread out here, and we got room for a lot more items.
Oh, it's a beautiful facility. This is a really permanent place to have now for wonderful artifacts.
And like I want to say, too, if you want to donate the stuff to the museum, it stays in the museum. But if you want to bring in and loan something, we take a picture of it and write your name down and go from there. And I want to thank all us board members that's helped clean and polish up everything. It all takes time and a little elbow grease.
Lots of elbow grease.
And that's Ronnie Lund, the president, chiming in there a little bit. And well done getting this all organized today. Everybody's really put something into this, and we can't thank you enough. You had mentioned earlier, Ronnie, that you're looking for new members, right?
Yeah, we've got a board here. I mean, we're about, eight or ten of us, I think.
Fun-loving group.
Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, all very hardworking, and everybody's been a bit one way or the other, an idea of every kind, and bring to the table to what we have right now in every little section around the place. So, like I mentioned earlier, too, real early, that we are open 2 to 5 on Saturdays, 2 to 5 on Sundays, and by appointment during the week. And Ramona Barmon, if they want to do something during the week, and get a hold of her or the Love Dolls and get something going that way, too. A lot of fun things that can happen here. We just got to get it organized to do.
It's a process. It takes a lot of work to get to this point.
Yeah, it does. I mean, a lot of great ideas. We just got to get it into tuition and get it working for us.
The good thing is, when you first got involved with this, it seemed to work out okay with your schedule and so forth. So you were right here at the very beginning of this development and the construction.
From
and so
ground
forth,
one, yes. Yeah. I was healing from shoulder surgery, so then I was able to be around all the time and help with this. And a lot of fun from what the development was and before they even put up the first piece of iron in cement. So, yeah, it's been a lot of trials and tribulations at times, but that's just part of construction, that's all.
It's coming right along. I love the color scheme of all the different areas of the building. Everything looks really clean, bright, shiny.
Yeah. Again, yeah, that was a group effort, too. Whenever we had meetings, it was a lot of meetings. Oh, my gosh. But the color schemes and everything that the engineers helped us to do and went on from there.
You said you hold a monthly meeting on Thursdays. What time of the day is the meeting held?
Okay, that's right. It's the third Thursday of every month at 6:30 in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So... We've been doing the first Monday and third Thursday, but I think we are down to where we can be on the day of the month now, so have a regular meeting that way. So we're down to the path where we're just trying to keep things going each month and during the month.
As far as the perfect description of a person that wants to be a committee member or a member, you're looking for a certain age group, or is there any
requirement? No, not really. I mean... whoever wants is very interested in the museum, wanting to do something with the museum and anything about it, help clean, help put things away, have ideas, that it all counts up for everything. So We'd just love to see other people come along, because those other ideas, you never know what somebody's going to come up with.
No, I'm with you on that one. I mean, we've had some pretty interesting conversations.
Absolutely.
And you can't help but come here and really start... learning more about the past in Tioga.
Yeah.
It really brings back some great memories.
We've got more pictures to put up here, too, and there's that one and that one. And it's a shame we don't have some of the old-timers that are in these pictures still around so they can still talk for us. But
what kind of pictures do you think? I mean, any kind of picture you're looking for that has some kind of historical...
Well, what I'm really looking for... right now that I don't have yet is old farm pictures of the areas, local farm pictures of cattle and the horses, the machinery, old up to new now. Mm-hmm. We could put all that into our kiosk and computerize it and put it in the wall there, and people can page through it and see what's going on and what happened years ago.
I can tell you've had a lot of compliments on that kiosk. People say that they come in and it's so relaxing.
Yeah.
So enjoyable to be able to relax.
So much more.
Yeah.
And then, of course, another thing on that section of the kiosk is getting more military people, more history from people that have served to be on that the section, too. There's many different sections. The school, the churches, the military, oil field, farm and ranch. And if I'm missing anything else, I was pretty close.
Railroad.
I'm sorry. Yeah. And then, of course, our airport out there, too. But we've got the railroad, too.
Got a lot of displays in which to take good care of
Absolutely. Once it's here, it's going to be preserved. So.
And I know that Gary had a few thoughts here, too, Gary.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, this is the super advisor again from the museum.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like to let everybody know that this museum belongs to the Tioga people and the surrounding area. And also, we're locked in for 99 years.
That's a long time, but it goes quick. So, yeah, we got to be careful.
So we're 97 years now.
97 years now. It's amazing. Good duration of time.
To
get done what needs to be done. And meanwhile, we encourage people, if you would like to stop by the museum this morning, the doors are open, and you can walk through the museum and actually get yourself some coffee and donuts, and we encourage you to do that. We'll take a quick little time out. We'll be back with more as we celebrate this wonderful time at the Norseman Museum in Tioga.
Making a living the old hard way. Taking and giving my...
Had a chance to meet up with the guys from Schaefer's Oil at the Agron International. That interview's next on the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report. The Dakota Farm and Ranch Report is your news source for all things farming and ranching. I travel throughout the Dakota Territory to bring you the most updated stories pertaining to our area. As a full-time cattle producer, I share in the passion that all egg producers have to raise quality products that feed the world. And I would like to invite you to be a sponsor of the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report and share in this passion. Call 701-255-1234. That's 701-255-1234 for more information to be part of our team.
With the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report, Scott Bachmeyer reporting from the K-Fire Agri International up in Bismarck again here. And another cool morning sitting at the Schaefer Oil booth talking with
Glenn Stastny.
Tell me my pickup this morning. It's a gas, but if I had a diesel, I seen a lot of them when I was driving up yesterday. Yep. A lot of diesels gelled up. What could you help?
Well, they mustn't have had my Diesel Tree 2000 in there.
Right.
I was just talking to a guy, and we did some testing on some local fuel here out of Mandan, and that diesel fuel by itself. Good diesel fuel was running about 10 to 12 degrees below zero. With my additive, we took it to 42 to 44 degrees below zero.
Excellent.
So a definitely big thing with that. Added lubricity in there. Going to give you more complete burn. You know, everybody's worried about the emissions and stuff like that. It's going to give you more complete burn on that system. So it's just going to be all better for your vehicle is what it's going to be.
So besides diesel treatment, what else can Schaefer's offer on the farm and ranch right now?
Schaefer's right now has engine oil, gear oil, hydraulic oil. So the guy's got to feed cows. You got to feed cows tonight.
I have a bale bed.
Yeah.
How could I make that a little bit quicker in days like they?
Well, I'll tell you what, our hydraulic oil goes to 45 degrees below zero. So that makes a big difference. I've got a lot of guys. You know, guys, some of the guys nowadays have got heated shops, but not all the guys have heated shops. And so they've got to start that tractor up and it's got to be able to respond. They don't want to sit there for half an hour waiting for the tractor to warm up. And so we've got that. Our engine oil flows very good down to 35 to 40 degrees below zero. That's our 15W40, and so that does an excellent job there. And we've got greases that flow to 45 below. The other nice thing about that is in the summertime, everybody's running orbital motors nowadays, and so the hydraulic oil handles the high heats. And a lot of times we're seeing guys running out 4,000 hours on oil drains on the rear ends of tractors. Previously, they were running 1,000 hours.
And welcome back. Talk of the Town, broadcasting live from the Tioga Norseman Museum at 108 Wheelow Street North in Tioga until at least 8 o'clock this morning. And free coffee and donuts being served, and we do have a limited supply of those KTGO coffee mugs. If you stop by soon, you might get lucky here. Take a quick little look at our forecast brought to you this morning by our good friends at Williston Auto. Find new roads at Williston Auto. Visit online at WillistonAuto.com. Price sells cars at Williston Auto. They also always pay more for your trade-ins. Looks like sunshine in the forecast for today should get up to maybe 20 degrees above zero. We'll have a mostly clear sky tonight, down to about 5 below. Mostly to partly sunny tomorrow. High of about 24 by the weekend. Mostly sunny to sunny. 32 for Saturday's high. Sunday will be around 34 for the high. So there you go. Look at our forecast brought to you by Horizon Resources. Five local community convenience stores always ready to serve you. Locations in Ray, Wild Rose, Williston, Fairview, and Malta, Montana. You can always fuel up and save with Horizon Resources. 24-hour pay at the pump prices. Solutions for your success. And a few birthdays going on. Looks like actress Molly Ringwald did some time with 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, and so forth. She's 53 years of age. No longer a young teen, so to speak, but celebrating a birthday today. And also, of note here, looks like I've got another birthday that I want to get out here. We've got Bob from Grand Forks actually celebrated yesterday, kind of a belated birthday. And sorry about missing that, Bob, yesterday, but very belated happy birthday going out to you, my friend. Hopefully you had a great birthday yesterday and have many, many more. So, Bob, celebrating his 57th yesterday. Happy, happy birthday, sir. Thursday, February 18th, 49th day of the year, 316 days left in 2021. and take a quick moment here and talk to a gentleman that was sergeant and lieutenant, now interim police chief. Mr. Josh Nelson is joining us this morning, and welcome to the Talk of the Town. Josh, great to have you with us this morning, sir.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having us back.
You bet. You stopped in to maybe get a donut, some coffee there. It's wonderful to see you. We know that you have an exciting event coming up here real soon. It's Cops versus the Kids hockey.
Yes, we do. That's coming up this Saturday. Game is going to be at 6 p.m. out at the Tioga Park.
It's going to be a fun one. I was at last year's event, and if I'm not mistaken, was it a draw, or did the Cops come out on top? I can't remember.
We lost.
You did lose.
We did lose, yeah.
Yep, and you're coming back, and of course, you know, full fury, you're going to see if you can win this year.
Yes, that's the overall goal, but we're a little short-staffed this year. We've recruited some help from the fire department, so we'll see if hopefully they can send a couple guys to help us out and back us up and maybe see if we can reverse our losing streak.
You guys did pretty good. I was going to say Tim Sunhagen was doing a good job as the goalie, but if he has a few less hot dogs while he's trying to play the game, that might be something you might want to think about. I just kind of was trying to help strategize a little bit. But
We wound up having a change in guard and police commissioners too. So our new police commissioner, Jessica Sandberg, will be our goalie this year.
Oh, amazing. That'll be fun to watch. Can't wait to do some announcing for you. That game will get underway about what time? About 6 or so, you think? Or 5:30, 6?
The puck will drop at 6, but Cashwise Foods is going to be serving taco in a bag starting at 5:30. So there
I
is
love
food
it.
At the event. And it's free, too.
It is free, yep.
Nothing to pay for.
That's awesome. Are you going to have the fire engines down there maybe this year, too, or maybe hard to say?
I believe the fire department is going to bring a truck down, yeah.
Beautiful. Perfect opportunity for the family to get out, and the weather should be pretty good for some wonderful hockey on Sunday, so we look forward to that. We'll have to get more details from you maybe tomorrow. Josh, you can stop by the studio or get you on the phone tomorrow on that, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Meanwhile, we want to thank the fine folks here at the Norseman Museum. Done a great job of providing a little open house today.
Oh, wow. Wow, it's been wonderful. We've looked forward to this day, and we want to thank KTGO.
It's a pleasure.
And Jim Prather for coming out today and bringing the cups and inviting all the people. And we want to make sure that everybody across the airwaves of KTGO knows that Tioga's museum is state-of-the-art. It is the only one in a local community this size in the state of North Dakota that has this kind of facility. And so we are very proud of it. We're proud to be next to the police department and maybe get out there and watch the hockey, and maybe we could even be involved at some point in the future
with
helping out with that.
Yep.
I think it was mentioned at one of our meetings maybe that we could be involved with that. But we are so excited, and please come out. And we're open, like Ronnie and Gary and Ethel and everybody, 2 to 5 on Saturday, 2 to 5 on Sunday, hopefully more hours this summer through the week. And I get really excited about it. So
that's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for being here. And those that aren't here, make sure you get over to the Tioga Norseman Museum.
It's a pleasure being here. And again, we do have a few more donuts and coffee remaining here. And take advantage of the opportunity to come in and see the museum at this time of the morning. It's not usually open at this time. So we want to thank the wonderful folks here for providing a great, great time for me. Can't wait to do this again down the road here, and had a wonderful conversation with a number of the members of this wonderful Norseman Museum. And again, they're looking for some members to join in on the fun and help create even more of a legacy here for the Tioga area. 6:30 tonight, you've got your monthly meeting. 6:30 tonight in the meeting room. The doors will be open at the front door there. And if you haven't seen the museum, you really need to get over here and have a look, because it really is something very bright for the community. And again, you know, they're continuing to work with expanding the museum, and they need some more membership. So be sure to come out. Yep, you can join tonight. Get more details on that. Tioga Norseman Museum, 108 Wheelow Street North. And we'll be back again tomorrow morning, bright and early, for more Talk of the Town. Horizon Resources, definite solutions for your success. You can fuel up and save with Horizon Resources, 24-hour pay-at-the-pump prices. Great locations at Ray, Williston, Wild Rose, Fairview, and Malta, Montana. This is AM 1090, KTGO, FM 92.7, KTGO, Tioga, North Dakota. Fox News coming up at the top of the hour.